Hey, it's Sean.
And it's Bree.
Welcome to season 4, episode 10.
All right.
In this episode, we are going to be talking about the Windermere House in Windermere, Ontario, and the Highcroft Manor in Shaughnessy, Vancouver, British Columbia. And for our paramedia segment, we are going to be talking about the 2023 film Insidious 5, The Red Door.
That's right.
That is right. So, how's your summer going, Brie? What's going on? What's cooking?
My tan is cooking. Just been, you know, taking my days off really and going to the beach or spend time with family. So it's been pretty good so far. Hanging out with you, going to some concerts.
You know, all that fun stuff that we normally do together. Yeah. Well, that sounds good. I mean, it's getting really hot out there, and I know it's a hot in a lot of places in the world right now, and we're getting our spill of it at the present moment. So, yeah, mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting when it gets up to almost 40 degrees.
Not looking forward to that, but we'll be looking forward to the beach.
That's right. That's where you constantly stay in the water for the whole time with just your head popping out every once in a while to breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, like an alligator. Right. Or a crocodile. Other than that, it's been pretty good. Looking forward to some of these new movies coming out, like Insidious, so The Red Door, seeing that, talking about that later. And going to see the Barbie movie, so that's kind of exciting.
Yes, doesn't that look fun?
Mm-hmm. When I went to the movies last night to see Insidious, they showed, there was people walking around, like, all dressed in pink, male, female, whatever. And I don't mean just, like, pajamas or slacks, like, full decked out outfits. Like, wow. I was so surprised.
Really? I mean, yeah. it's been kind of, like, advertised for so long, and it's like that kind of like that anticipation thing and just gets everybody like, I don't know, like riled up or whatever. And they just want to and everywhere you go is just like puking Barbie everywhere. And it's just like crazy.
Yeah, I want to see it. I can't wait. It looks cute. Yeah, and I like really Margot Robbie.
Yeah, same. She does a really good job. And I'm sure everybody does a really good job in this movie as well. So. We'll have to wait and see.
That's right. And then critique it.
Yeah. So let's get right into talking about the Windermere House in Windermere, Ontario.
All right. Take it away, Sean.
Okay. All right. So the history goes, the Windermere House is a historic hotel located in Windermere, Ontario, in the Muskoka region. The name Windermere comes from the name of the village and the lake in northern England. The locals know Windermere as the Lady of the Lake. It was built in 1870 in a Victorian style as a boarding house that overlooks Lake Rosso. Atkin built it as his home on the land that he bought in 1863 after he got here from Scotland. When it became full of guests, Atkin built a new home nearby, which became the Windermere Cottage. The original house remained in the family's hands after his death in 1919 until 1981, when it was bought out by an investment group. Atkin originally intended to use the grounds for farming, but when that did not work out, he built his house by the lake. Then the 120-year-old Windermere House burned down during the filming of the movie A Long Kiss Goodnight, which stars Samuel L. Jackson and Gina Davis. If you want to check it out, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, and that great was on movie.
Yeah, Yeah. And that was on February the 26th of 1996. Some people suspect that it was the equipment and the lights were to blame for the fire, but others say there was a short circuit, and neither was either proven, and the remains are unknown. Whatever happened, nobody knows to this day. The Windermere House and Boathouse and Marina was rebuilt in 1997. The house has 56 rooms for guests and has several restaurants and a pub which survived the fire. It also contains a private four-bedroom cottage with a water tower built nearby in the 1920s. Behind it is the Windermere Golf and Country Club, which was established in 1919, which includes an 18-hole golf course. There is an outdoor pool, tennis courts, a playground, church, a marina with a beach where people can swim and play. And the resort contains 2,500 square miles, and it's the largest in the area. The cottages were introduced in 2009 and at a shared ownership with availability in 5 and 7 week intervals. So if you want to stay there in a cottage, you can definitely do that and experience the grounds and everything that they have to offer. But as this is a paranormal show and we always want to talk about the ghosts of the Windermere House, and I'm going to pass it over to Bree so she can do that for you.
All right. Bree? Sounds good. Okay, so at the Windermere House, according to multiple guests and some of the staff there, there are about two main ghosts that have been seen in the area around the Windermere House and inside. It's said that the original owner, Thomas Atkin, haunted the building. It's said that he is the one that goes around knocking on the door and moving items around that he believes should be in other places that he likes them to be. Maybe he had OCD. Other guests have reported that they see a little girl next to their bed. Okay, I know ghost children are a little creepy sometimes. But she doesn't last too long. She vanishes pretty quickly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So other than that, there wasn't that many ghosts that haunted the Windermere, but there was a few that made people remember and mention it. And that's all I have for the ghosts of the Windermere.
Awesome. Well, that was short and sweet. The history was nice and lush and full, which is cool, you know, because we always want to bring that awareness of these things that are in Canada, and we hope that they interest you and you want to go and visit.
Yeah, for sure.
So now we're going to move in and talk about the Highcroft Manor in Shaughnessy, Vancouver, British Columbia. In June of 1962, the University Women's Club of Vancouver acquired Highcroft, which was an elaborate Edwardian mansion located in Shaughnessy, to use as its clubhouse. It was originally built for Alexander Duncan McRae, a businessman and politician in Canada at the start of the 20th century. McRae wanted to make his new home and show place in Vancouver and asked for the services of Thomas Hooper, an architect and designer, to help him. Construction began in 1909 and completed in 1911. In addition to the present house, the coach house, there were stables, the swimming pool, an Italian garden, a tea house, and a children's playhouse. The family moved in the summer of 1911, and it became the center of the social scene. Over the years to follow, there were many amazing and legendary parties that were held, from New Year's Eve to masquerade balls. The guest book were the who's of who's of the 20s and 30s, and contained the names of royalty, business associates, politicians, and the social elite of Vancouver. In 1942, the Second World War and the family had left, the McRae's donated Highcroft to the federal government for $1 for use for the Department of the Veterans Affairs as convalescent hospital for the veterans themselves. In 1962, the property was divided up and the stables were torn down. This made possible for the University Women's Club of Vancouver to purchase a part of the estate, which included the 30-room house, coach house, Muse Cottage, and the surrounding grounds. Women were not allowed to hold a mortgage, so they had to pay for it in full. In the next 5 years, it was restored and remained empty for two of them, unheated and without basic maintenance. It became full of weeds and the high grass were growing and the walls and the raccoons and the animals had taken up residence. Through volunteer hours, along with furniture donations, the club members turned Highcroft into a home again. In 1974, they were given an award of merit from the Vancouver Historical Society for the historical architecture preservation work they had done there. The club members loved the role of the stewards of the Highcroft. They oversaw the maintenance of the house and the gardens. The gardens that exist today are a reflection of the work of the club members since 1963. In 1994, the club was given a heritage award from the city for their continued work. Today, it's just as beautiful and serene and continues to have the most spectacular gardens, and it is used for many weddings and special events within Vancouver. And now I'm going to pass it over to Bree so she can tell us the haunted history of the Highcroft Manor. Bree?
All right, thank you, Sean. It is said that there are many ghosts and apparitions that appear here over the years. Many of the staff have noticed the spirit of a man from, they say, World War I. That was the kind of outfit he was wearing. Many say it's the original owner, Mr. McRae. He's still residing, you know, keeping near his home. There's a spirit there.
He's just there keeping tabs on everything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, like I said, that was the other one, that OCD. Never mind. There's also a spirit usually that's well-dressed, and it's said to be his wife floating around the manor, watching over what's happening, I guess, inside the home. Others have seen a woman wandering around the third floor, and another woman in a white dress wandering around the halls, and I guess going down the stairs or up the stairs. There is a woman that roams the halls and some of the rooms, and they say that she previously served in the hospital ward wearing the nurse's outfit. She's said to be one of the nurses that worked there during the Second World War. There is a ghost that people can hear that is loudly sobbing from one of the rooms on the lower floor. However, anytime they go looking to see where this person is, they can never find them. Some people have said that they've heard a baby crying on the second floor. But again, when they go there, there's nothing there at all. They do say there's a set of three ghosts that roam the manor who have been given the title of the Pranksters. They've been said by the staff to be like the three army veterans with the nickname because they are often doing things around the house to trick people. They often open doors or close doors and cause the lights to flicker. They cause a lot of other mischief around the manor. It's said that many veterans died in the manor during its day as a hospital, giving many to believe that it's the men and the veterans from that era that's causing the place mischief in the house. And that is all that I have for the ghosts of the Highcroft Manor.
Yeah, that was some really good information. I mean, it kind of makes me want to go there and see it because of the like gardens and that kind of stuff and all the amenities that it has as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we're going to move into our paramedia segment where we are going to be talking about Insidious 5, The Red Door, which stars Patrick Wilson, and directed by Patrick Wilson, with a song sung in the movie by Patrick Wilson.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting.
Rose Byrne. And then I found it kind of interesting that the original kids that were in the movie came back to reprise their role as adults. Mm-hmm. And then there's some new characters that they kind of bring in as well, which kind of add a little fun to the movie and give it a little bit of, you know, a little bee-boop, if you will.
I think this series is very interesting. And I like how every movie has like something specific that you learn, you know, about their abilities. And as it gets scarier and scarier, like this one here made me jump quite a few times. So I was pretty excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, they were really creative in how they brought things to the screen. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you kind of have an advantage there when you have one of the main actors in the movie, directing the movie, because, you know, when you understand that vision and you know what they're going for, you know, who better to see that and go with that than the person in it? Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, it was interesting.
And how everybody's so connected.
Yeah, that too.
Pretty interesting.
You know, it was nice to see some characters. It was sad to see some characters go. You know, stuff like that. Don't want to give too much away about the movie because, you know, we want you to go and see it, of course.
I found Patrick Wilson does a great job at playing, like, the dad, you know, the great dad and blah, blah, blah. And then turning into that sinister, evil character. He did it so good. And the makeup, watching his face change and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or when they were doing the flashbacks.
Right, right. Well, I think even in the second one and you know, the second of this series, he, if you haven't seen it by now, sorry, there's a spoiler coming up. So he basically is the one that's possessed, and that takes him into that realm again to being, you know, in the first one, we're used to seeing him as, you know, the dad and loving father and this and that. And then the second one, you see completely opposite. You're seeing, like, somebody who's possessed, somebody who's, like, you know, got some issues going on with, you know, some demons and, you know, it is what it is. And you definitely see that different side for sure. So he's really good at kind of going back and forth with that. And I think that's kind of what you were saying there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I like what you said earlier too, about how they brought the characters, like all the same characters back. I didn't notice it at first until they did a flashback. And then I was like, oh, wow, that's him older. Wow.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Yeah.
You don't get to see that a lot.
No, you don't. Because, you know, everybody changes. You know, some kids that are acting, you know, don't stay in acting and they do different things and they want to do different areas or what have you. But it was very...
Some age, like, a lot, and you don't realize, wow, you sprouted so much, we can't use you as a 10-year-old anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it's been, what, almost 20 years since the whole series started, if not a little bit longer. Really? That long? Yeah.
Yes, 2010.
So basically, it's been 13 years. Sorry. Is the first one 2010? Yeah, so it's been 13 years. So, I mean, you know, when those kids were in the movie, they were like, what, maybe 8, 9? And then you add 13 years to that. So
I just want to say that I find that the Blumhouse produced, like, or whatever, that's produced production company, right? Blumhouse Productions, their movies are amazing. All of them. Like, I'm excited when I see that their name pop up on the screen and they're part of it.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be good.
Hire us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll come work for you. Well, I think in closing, we need to say that go and see it. Definitely go to the theater. It's in the theaters now. See it before it leaves the theaters, because it's definitely good in the theaters because you get that effect, right? So,
yeah, I jumped a few times.
Yeah.
It got me, so for sure.
Be prepared. Make sure you don't have your pop in your hand. And yeah, go and see it. It'll be a good, you know, rainy day, summer rainy day thing to do. Or a good date movie.
Yeah.
What else?
Snuggle up.
Yeah. But anyways, that brings us to a close of another episode. And we only have two more episodes left of the series. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two more. Wow.
So, anyways, get in touch with us. Let us know within the next, you know, couple of months what your stories are about the paranormal. We want to show them, not show them, but we want to talk about them on the show and, you know, all that good stuff. And we may pop up every once in a while and put out a special or what have you about the paranormal. So you never, never know. So mm-hmm. let us know what your stories are. And Bree is going to let you know how you can get in touch with us. Bree?
All right. So you can reach out to us at paranormalfilescanada@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at Paranormal Files Canada. We're also on Instagram at Canada Paranormal Files.
So definitely check us out on our socials. And again, thank you for joining us. And keep in mind, as I said earlier, we only have two episodes, fresh episodes left. So, you know, let us know about your experiences with the paranormal so we can get them on the show.
Yes, and stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. And as always, take care of each other and yourself, and don't forget to stay spooky.
Stay spooky.